In an interview with WXPR, State Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse says a recent audit found, in her view, the agency has been riddled with challenges.
Tracking numbers of jobs created, clawing back taxpayer dollars to companies who do not meet the contractual obligations that they have, misuse and mismanagement of taxpayer dollars by employees at WEDIC, concerns about, once again, job numbers not being created and the challenges that still exist.
The Joint Legislative Audit Committee held a public hearing on the results of the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau analysis of WEDEC. She says the agency did not verify job-related information as required by law. She says it appears the required accountability by WEDEC is lacking. Schilling says also troubling is WEDEC is the agency charged with keeping track of the Foxconn deal.
It is the state's largest taxpayer support to a foreign corporation in the nation. This is really a big deal in Wisconsin, but also nationally. And they have a contract that the WEDIC and board members need to review and sign. And members of that board are publicly elected officials, and they are being asked to vote on a contract that they will not see the details of.
A WEDEC board member, Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee, told the Wisconsin State Journal that the Foxconn deal had a nuclear bomb in it that was said to give the $3 billion in taxpayer dollars to the company and possibly not get any of it back. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO Mark Hogan declined to comment on the reason for a vote delay after testifying Tuesday. He told the committee WEDEC was making improvements. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.